Hello, today is Friday, December 7th, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the November 2007 U.S. employment situation that continued to provide good economic news. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.7% in November. That steady unemployment rate was the result of unemployment decreasing by 78,000, a civilian labor force growing by 617,000 to close to 154 million, and nearly 700,000 more people working in November than October. About 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 94,000. This was in line with most expectations, which were adjusted higher after a private sector report released earlier in the week pegged the job growth number at 189,000. Employment in the goods-producing sector continued on its downward trend. It lost 33,000 jobs in November because of a drop in construction as well as manufacturing jobs. The construction sector lost 24,000 jobs in November, with the residential specialty trade contractor subsector again leading the pack with a loss of 12,800 jobs. Interestingly, all of the major construction subsectors experienced losses except non-residential specialty trade contractors that added 1,700 jobs. Manufacturing jobs continued to leave the factory floors, but at a decelerating rate. It only lost 11,000 in November, although non-durable goods lost 10,000 jobs, while durable goods lost only 1,000. But natural resources and mining continued on a growth path, bringing an additional 2,000 jobs to the surface last month. Once again, the service-providing sector saw strong growth with 127,000 new jobs in November. Employment in the retail trade sector no doubt benefited from its surge strategy for the holiday season and added 24,200 jobs in November after several months of cutting its payroll levels. The wholesale trade sector continued to ship in new jobs with a gain of 5,300 new jobs last month. The financial activity sector debited 20,000 jobs in November, with the largest losses in subsectors relating to housing and related to credit. The real estate and rental and leasing, along with the credit intermediation and related activity subsectors, saw losses of 10,800 and 13,000 jobs, respectively, in November. Professional and business services stayed on the growth path with a 30,000 job gain in November, with new jobs across many subsectors, including temporary help services, for the second month running. We'll discuss that a little later. Education and health services added many workers with 28,000 new jobs. Educational services marked 2,000 new workers as present, while healthcare added 14,900 workers. Although home healthcare shrank by 2,800 workers, hospitals checked in more than 7,700 workers. Leisure and hospitality continued to leave the welcome mat out last month for 26,000 new workers. Government jobs were up last month with a total gain of 30,000 jobs. Local governments added 19,000 jobs. State governments filled 10,000 more. And federal employers were essentially static with a gain of only 1,000 jobs in November. After reversing almost a year-long period of declines, temporary help services employment grew again last month by 11,300 jobs in November to 2,600,300. That's seasonally adjusted. For November, temporary help employment was up by 0.4% from the previous month, but still down from the previous year, November 2006, by 1.2%. Temporary help services performance enabled it to grow market share again in November. It was 1.88% of all jobs. In September, it was 1.85%. This was a solid employment report, especially taken in light of all the other mixed economic news that has been coming out that's mostly related to the housing and credit sectors. But the strong employment jobs data could be more a reflection of changing demographics of the nation's population than a strong economy. Although the working age population, 16 and older, continues to grow, the older segment of the population is growing faster. The total workforce participation rate, as well as the employment to population ratio, may have peaked and is expected to start to decline. Therefore, the strong jobs numbers may be more of a function of a dwindling supply versus a growing demand. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.